Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Roger, Frank. I got a lot of talking to do regarding TV cameras and brackets and whatnot. I'd like to start in on it whenever you're ready to talk about it.
Let me get a piece of paper out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, first the question. Are you planning to show us TV pictures of the Earth today?
Well, that's what we wanted to do. It seems to us that's the most interesting thing that we can show you, but we, you know, you have trouble with the lens.
Okay, well, that's good. All this procedure that I'm going to give to you here is relative to what we hope are fixes to the lens and for looking out your rendezvous window at the Earth, and all the gimbal angles and all the rest of the good stuff is based toward looking out the window at the Earth rather than at the Moon. Over.
Roger.
Okay, first, unstow the red filter, the polarizing filter, the red and blue filter holder, and some tape. Over.
Okay, let me write this down.
Roger, I suggest that I got a whole page full.
Okay.
Alrighty, tape the red filter to the telephoto lens, and that red filter is the 25A red filter, not the one that's in the red and blue filter slider.
Roger.
Attach telephoto lens to camera.
Hey, we can figure out how to do that, Roger.
Ensure that the automatic light control, the ALC switch on the camera is in the in position. Over.
ALC in, Roger.
Right. Attach camera to the adjustable TV bracket and attach the bracket to the TV mounting point on the commander's side of the hatch to point out rendezvous window number 2.
Roger.
Okay, and there's a note here that says use dovetail on top of camera. That's rather than the side dovetail. Use the dovetail on the top of camera for mounting to bracket and place the rocking nut on the bracket down, and down means toward your minus X direction.
Roger.
Okay, they say this step I just got through giving you is somewhat complicated. You might want to get the camera set up early using the instructions I just gave you. When it's properly...
You're not ready yet.
Roger, I say again, the instructions that I just gave you should end up having the camera looking out the window and about 30 degrees yawed left from your plus X axis. So I suggest you get the camera set up that way early, and if there are any problems, come back to us and we'll talk them over. These mounting instructions are sort of complicated.
Roger.
Okay, the next step, dim the interior lights, over.
Dim interior lights.
Roger, next, stop passive thermal control at gimbal angles. Pitch 224. Yaw 020. Roll 270. Over.
Mitch 224, yaw 020, roll 270.
Roger, next. Acquire on high gain antenna. Switch to auto track, narrow beam upon acquisition. Over.
Got it.
Okay, yaw spacecraft left to get good view of Earth in your rendezvous window number two. And you may have to pitch slightly as well, but primarily a left yawing maneuver to get a good view of the Earth.
Got it.
Okay, this maneuver is going to put you very close to your scan limit for the high gain antenna. So while you're making the maneuver, you know, check your light. If your scan limit light comes on, you still have got 15 degrees to play with, but the only message is, should you break lock, then you're going to have to go back and reacquire and do that maneuver over again, because you're going to be very close to the edge of your high gain antenna capability.
Thank you.
Okay, and then finally, now that you've got the spacecraft over there, aim the camera as required to include the Earth in the field of view, and do not touch the body of the lens while televising. Apparently, if you put your hands on the lens itself, it causes electrical interference. Over.
Okay, aim camera and do not touch lens while televising.
Right, and in all this stuff, in all these pictures, using the ALC, it's important that you let the camera stabilize for at least 10 or 20 seconds to let the ALC do its thing.
Stabilize for 10 to 20 seconds, thank you.
Right, now we have some additional instructions in case this does not work. And they say a full 20, Frank, on that ALC. It requires a full 20 seconds undisturbed for the ALC to properly do its thing. Now, if these procedures that I've given you do not work, then we'll be giving you some more, and they have to do with other filters and various combinations thereof. So I have the polarizing filter and the red and blue filter holder at hand, because we'll be attempting to use those in addition to the red filter if this procedure doesn't work.
Oh, very well, Mike.
That's all we have right now. We'll have a few more remarks on the TV coming up to you later, but I'd suggest that you get set up for this early, and if you have any questions on it, shoot them down to us. We've got a bunch of experts down here eager to help out.
Thank you, will do.